We are learning Maseches Be'er Daf Chesam Abayz, and we're beginning seven lines from the top of Chesam Abayz, Ella Sofik Mai Taima. Because we had a Mishnah in Maseches Chulin that says that if you have a kvi, you should not shecht it, and if you shecht it, you should not cover the dam. Why not? Even though you could cover the dam on Yontif if you shecht a chicken on Yontif. Here it's different. Since it's a Sofik, you can't be mechaser the dam. And the shaila is why? If you don't have any offer that's prepared, then you can't cover any of the chicken's dam. You can't cover either, even a vadai. And if it's prepared already, it's not muksa. You already have prepared offer, prepared dirt. So why can you cover the kvi, this safik chaya, safik mehim? Why can you cover the dam? What's the difference between a vadai and a safik? That's the Gemara Shah trying to figure out what's the mechilik between a safik and a vadai. By a vadai, we're saying you could do kisei adam. But by a safik, which is a kvi, which is safik chaya, safik mehim, you can't do kisei adam. Why not? El Sofik my time, the Gemara says, you know what the reason is? El Sofik my time, Maduma Ovid Katisha. Maybe, even though you have prepared dirt, maybe you're going to grind up the dirt. You're going to find in it a little clump of dirt, and you're going to grind it up. But even it's a teichen. So Gemara asks, if you're worried about that, Vadi Nami Gezer Mashim Katisha. So by Vadi, also be Gezer Mashim Katisha. So the Gemara, no, that's not a problem. Why? Vadai Kiko of Ketisha, Osia Save the Echas Loisasan. The way Rashi explains like this. Betzem, you go by the Raiv, palm, and you won't have to grind it off. Therefore, you make a Gzeira. Aye, it might come one time a day Trina. Even if it comes a day Trina, Lemaisa, you have a Yasoid of Osia Save the Echas Loisasan. We have a rule in Halacha that I say, a mitzvah say is the Echas Loisasan. And here you have the asay of a kisu as dam, the asay mitzvah asay of kisa adam, and doicher alois sasav isem alach on yontif. So, but by a sofik, you don't have that. So the Gemara is saying, by a sofik, you're worried you might find a clump and grind it up. By a vadai, first of all, you probably won't find a clump, and if you do, it'll be asay asay of doicher alois sasav. Let's read it inside. Vadai nav nigzar mshuksisha, vadai kiko avichtisha asay asay of doicher alois sasav. It'll be the asay of kisa adam with doicher alois sasav malacha. Beit the Gemara kasha. When do we say this rule that the asay is deich loisasa could go in mila b'tzaras, where the mitzvah is in the exact same place and time as the iser? For example, if the halacha is that if someone gets a nega, gets a tzaras, the halacha is you're not allowed to cut it off. What happens if the tzaras in the makom of the mila, in the place we have to cut off the arla, cut off the makom of mila? So there, you know, cut off the makam of teras, you know, cut off the teras. So there's a iser loisasa nala to cut off the teras, shama benega teras, and there's a iser asay of yimel v'sar losa to do a mila. And the halacha is that the mila is deicha loisasa, the asay is deicha loisasa. So there, it's in the same place and time, the mila and the teras. Inami, another example, sadim etzitzis. The halacha is that there's no iser kalayim when it comes to tzitzis. It says in the pasuk, "Silba shatnis shouldn't wear shatnis." The next pasuk says, "Gzilim tasalach." We learn from there that b'shas wearing a talis, the mitzvah say of tzitzis is deicha. The mitzvah say of kalayim, and I could put on wool tzitzis on the linen beged. So there you have osi asay deicha loisasa. Why the beidna kodo kama akir lav at the time when you're being oikir lav kamoikim laasei mikayim asay. You mekayim a mitzvah mila b'shas when I cut off the teras. I mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis b'shas when I wear the kalayim. Hacha be'idin the kama'aker lav loy mukum asay. Here, where you're being over the lav, let's say, of grinding, you're not being mekayim the asay. The asay is afterwards when you cover the blood with this dirt. Someone says, no, halay kasha, that wouldn't be so shver. But how the kotish komachsi, it's possible they could do it at the same time. While you are grinding it, you'll cover the dam. Same time. While you're covering it, you'll grind it. So it's the same time. But when it's different kasha, it still doesn't work. Why? Because soif yomtiv is asay v'loisasu. Ve'in asay deiches, loisasa v'asay. It says yomtiv is not only a loisasa, loisasa malacha, there's also asay. But yom arishin shabbosin, which means to rest. So you really have a say and a loisasa, and therefore it's back shver. If you're worried about techina, about ksisha, about grinding, about crushing the earth, it should be a problem by a vade also. So back shver, we have to explain why in the world, if you have prepared dirt, by a vadai we say you could do kisadam, but by a kvi, which is a sofik chai, sofik behema, we say you cannot cover the dam. What's the reason? What's the chilik? This is the kavana of what it said before. Efekira muchan levada ve'muchan sofik means like this. Elam rava, efekira daitai levada ve'ein daitai lesofik. When you prepare Afer Kiro, when you prepare this afar or this ashes, you prepare it for things that for sure are going to happen. But you don't think about things that are misafik and you're not das on it, and it's not hazmana for that. The chiddush of this is that it's possible it's muksa for this and not muksa for that. It's whatever it's prepared for, it's not muksa. But to do something outlandish with it, something that was not expected, or something that's a suffix, that already is it doesn't cover for that. So he says, therefore it's muksa for that. Elam Rava Efekira Daita Levada Vein Daita Lasafik. But also the Rava Latameh, you find a similar idea from Rava. Dama Rava. Here, because this case is not exactly the case we're going to say. The case of a kvi, you know about the kvi. Just it's a suffix if you have to cover it. So there, we're saying it's not called mucham for that. We're going to show a case where you weren't sure something's going to happen. The Gemara says, "V'oz the rava lo tameid, Dama rava hichnis afar lachasis by tzaya, muta lachasis by dam tzipur." If you prepared afar in order to cover tzaya, just in case the tinuk goes to the bathroom in a bad place, so you prepare this to cover it. That's not for sure going to happen. So if you prepare for that, musta lachasis by dam tzipur, you're for sure allowed to cover dam tzipur because, like Rashi explains, that the dam tzipur is a vada. You're for sure going to need to cover. You're for sure shechting your chicken on yamtiv, so you're for sure going to have to cover it. So you prepared it for the suffix, you're for sure prepared it for the vada. But the opposite case, if you prepared it for dam tzipur, then os lachasis by tzaya. You can't use it to cover tzaya. Why? Because since you weren't sure about the tinuk going to the bathroom in the wrong place, therefore, there's no das on that. It's daite levada, not lesafik. That's the shita of Rava. It's Rava l'tamei. Narvaloi Amri, Narvaloi, who she says, is Rami Barbarivi, that's his name. The Moran Sanhedrin explains that's his name, or Barbaruchi. Narvaloi Amri, afilu hichnes ofa l'chas b'am tzipur, mud l'chas b'yitzayah. Even if you set aside this offer to cover the dam tzipur, which is a vadai, you're still allowed to cover by tzaya, which is only a suffix. It's still fine. It's still fine. Das is on that as well. He argues on Rava. And l'chayra l'fidus man d'yamar, it would be also mutter to use for a kvi. You have to have a different pshat in. You have to have a different pshat in the mishta in chulin. Ami b'marava. They said in marava, pligi bo rab yesi b'achama v'rab zera. That there was Machlekes Rav Yosi bar Chama Rav Zeira, but Amrilah, some say it was Rava Breid Rav Yosi bar Chama Rav Zeira. Chadama, one of these two Mandiyamim said, Kvi Harei Ketzaya. Kvi is the same level as Tzaya, which means that just like you're allowed to, if you machnes to offer to cover by Tzaya, you also could do the Dam of Kvi because they're both a Safik. They're both considered Sveikas. That's one Mandiyam. Kvi Harei Ketzaya, they're both considered like a Safik, and if you set aside offer for one of them, you can use it for the other one. V'chad amano, kvi enik tzaya. That tzaya is more of a vadai than kvi. Tzaya klape kvi, when you compare tzaya to kvi, tzaya is more of a vadai than kvi. That's a tuman diyam. So now we know, Rava said that kvi is a suffix. So t'stayim, the Rava, who the ama kvi arayik tzaya. He must be like the man diyam here, it says that kvi is similar to tzaya, they're both a suffix. The ama Rava, Hichnes offer lechasis by tzaya, muta lechasis by dam tzipur. Rava said, if you put aside offer lechasis by tzaya, you muta lechasis by dam tzipur, because dam tzipur is more of a vada. Dam tzipur, os lechasis by dam tzaya, because os lechasis by tzaya, why? Because tzaya is a safik. This time, see, Rava holds tzaya is a safik, and therefore it makes sense that he said kvi harei kutzaya. Because if you say kvi any kutzaya, that means you hold tzaya is more like a vadai, so then it would not stim with this other Rava that says that tzaya is considered a safik. So, Sakaponim, just to recap, this mahalach and this gemara is that when someone, the question was, we set aside offer, why are you allowed to use it for vadai? And not for safik, teretz is, because when someone sets aside this offer, he has a mind for the vadai, not for the safik. Rami Breid Rav Yeva Amar, different teretz to the whole kasha. Why? The question is, why didn't we allow you to use the prepared offer to cover the dam of the kvi? So Rami Breid Rav Yeva Amar, the reason is like this. Kvi on a timer, loim chasinon, Gzeira m'shma taras chalbay. There's a gzeira because we know there's not enough kmiyim to nechay and behema. If the chaylev is muta, the chaylev of behema is also to eat. It's a chi of karis actually to eat it, and the chaylev of a behema, the fat, certain fats of a behema are mutter. The same fats that would be also in a behema are mutter in a bechaya. So now, if you do kisa adam on a kvi, you're going to say, oh, it means it must be a chaya. If it's a chaya, let eat the chaylev. Therefore, we don't want to let you do kisa adam by a kvi because you come to eat the chaylev, and that's why we don't let you do it on yontif. Rami Breid Rav Amar, Breid Rav Yevi Amar, Kvi Hanu Taim, Lem Chasin, and Gzeir Mishma Taras Chalboy. Because if you tell them to do kisei adam, they're going to say, oh, it's mutter, the chaylev is mutter. So you should never do kisei adam by a kvi, because people are going to think then that it's a chaya, and the chaylev is mutter. So my answer is no. V'chol amru, they see you covering, they say, l'nak chaser v'tzorach. You don't want dam around on your chatzer, in your courtyard, so you're covering it. But on Yom Tov, if it wouldn't be a chiyev, you wouldn't be able to do it. So therefore, if you see you doing it, you'll think, oh, it must be really a chayev. V'rei t'gemara, what about shachar ba'ashpa in the weekday? Shouldn't be able to shecht it in the garbage dump. Kadir, you're not going to say you're trying to clean your courtyard, it's a garbage dump. Shachar ba'ashpa v'ayek l'meimah. And another kasha, Bali Malach Ma'ikamem, if someone goes to ask the Rav, should he cover Dukisa Dam Ekvi, he shouldn't tell him yes, because then he'll think that the Chaylev is Mutter also. And we know we tell him a Dut Masafik, so we need a different Chaylev. Zorak the Mara El Bechoyel, Inami Mesveka Amri Le Rabbanon, Zil Tarach Kas B'yontev. In the weekday, even if the Chazal say, you know what, Masafik cover it. So still, Inami Mesafka, Mesveka, only Rabbanon Zil Tarach Kas, go cover it. B'yontev, in Mesveka, me, I'm the Rabbanon, Zil Tarav Akasi. Pshat is like this. In the weekday, if the Chazal, if someone tells you you have to cover it, you're not going to say, oh, it's for sure a Chaya. Because it makes sense that it's a Safik, and that's why you're covering it. But on Yom Tov, if you're telling me to cover it, it must be you're sure about it. If you weren't sure about it, you would not tell me to cover it. You would not tell me to cover it. So it must be, you must be sure that it is a Chaya, and they'll come to you to Chaylev. That's the Pshat. And this is another Pshat in our Mishnah from Chulin, that the reason why Kvi can't cover is because if Chazal telling you to cover on Yom Tov, you must be sure it's a Chaya, and they come to eat the Chaylev. Tani Rav Zera, Loi Kvi Bevar Omru, El Afilo Shochat Behem HaChayev Oif Nesar Vodom Zer Bezer. Not only by a Kvi do we say you're not allowed to cover on Yom Tov. There's even another case. There's a case where you had a Vade Chayin Oif, but the Dam got mixed up with the Dam of a Behema. There, it can't cover on Yom Tov. You can't cover on Yom Tov either there, because you're not allowed to cover a behemoth. Now, it's really a Safek Dam. A Safek Dam, you can't cover. Look, a Kvi, you can't cover this either. Omrab Yosi Bar Yosina, and what's the reason not? Because there's a chash that, like Rashi says, the Eim Mechas of Yom Tov, the Dinu Shlo Yechiso, Shem Behemi, but Torach Tirchot Loi Mitzvah. Maybe you're doing not a mitzvah. And the Ram speaks out, Lefiza, that can be shot by Kvi also, because maybe it's not a mitzvah, that's why you can't do it. So he says, also Chazes Beyond, Om Rav Yesi Bar Yasino, Lo Yishono, Shein Yochol Lachas, Sois B'dekira Achas. It's only if you can't cover it with one shoveling. Ava Yochol Lachas, B'dekira Achas, you could do it with one shovel and cover both of them, Mutter, because then, I'm being Terech, for the Dam, Chayev Oif, that's the mitzvah. Pshita, it's Pashit. Mao the Tamin Exer, the Kirachas, Otter Stay, the Kirois, maybe make a Xero that if you allow to do it like this, maybe you'll do it even two different shovelfuls and land up covering both Domim, and that's not allowed to be done. So maybe make a Xero even by the Kirachas, Otter Stay, the Kirois, Kamash Walon, we don't make that Xero. Kamash Walon, you're allowed to do it. Kamash Walon, that if it's one Dekira, one shovelful, you're allowed to cover even the Dam, Behemel, that got mixed up with Dam Chaya.